The next patient is Christina Heaton. The last name is H-E-A-T-O-N. First name K-R-E-S-T-I-N-A. This is the clinical case of a 79-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. The patient comes today and she's not feeling well. We have the opportunity to review the laboratory workup beforehand. And we found out that the creatinine is 1.2, the estimated EFR is 43, BUN is 32. The patient had a protein creatinine ratio that was completely normal, 150 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, when we walked into the room, we saw the patient that was pale, that was weak. And when we checked the vital signs, we found out that the patient had a systolic blood pressure of 83 and a diastolic of 45. She complained about generalized weakness and inability to walk properly. When we examined the chest, we found out that the patient had a severe sinus bradycardia. Reason to refer her immediately to the emergency room. In the medications that the patient was taking included the administration of Toprol XL 50 milligrams once a day and quinapril. Whether or not this beta blocker is responsible for the low heart rate and severe hypertension is a consideration. However, the safest thing to do was to refer her to emergency room for evaluation and therapy. Number three, the patient has diabetes mellitus with the hemoglobin A1C of 7.1. Number four, the patient has hyperlipidemia that is under control. Number five is peripheral vascular disease without any symptoms. Number seven, the next number is osteoarthritis. The patient is complaining of aches and pains that have to be clarified once the patient gets the evaluation by cardiology. I spent 7 minutes reviewing the lab and comparing with the prior interventions. In the face-to-face, we invested 20 minutes, and in the documentation, we invested 7 minutes.